Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告，求主带领我们的圣礼。
Let us pray together, ask the Lord to guide our sacraments.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣，根据圣经有三个典礼。
In our church, there are, according to the Bible, there are three sacraments.
所谓典礼就是跟得救有关的仪式。
What we call a sacrament has to do with salvation.
主耶稣本身有做过的。
And that Lord Jesus himself has demonstrated it.
他又吩咐门徒去做。
And also that he has commanded his disciples to do accordingly.
就是洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
And that is the water baptism,foot washing and Holy Communion.
洗礼的目的是要洗掉我们的罪。
The purpose of foot washing is to wash away our sins.
使我们能够重新得到属灵的生命。
The purpose of water baptism is to wash away our sins so that we can have a new spiritual life.
洗脚礼目的是要与主有份。
And the purpose of foot washing is to have a part with the Lord.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John 13.
第六节。
John 13 verse 6.
七节。
Verse 6 and 7. John chapter 13 verse 6. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this.
再下一节。
In verse 8, Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
在前面说，在逾越节的晚餐的时候，主耶稣洗门徒的脚。
The beginning of this passage records that before the feast of the Passover, Lord Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
那一直洗到彼得的时候。
And he washed until he got to Peter.
彼得就有一个疑问了。
And Peter had a question.
主，你洗我的脚吗？
He says, Lord, are you washing my feet?
因为主耶稣是老师。
Because Jesus is the teacher.
怎么有老师洗学生的脚呢？
How can a teacher wash a student's feet?
主耶稣是主人。
And Jesus was the master.
主耶稣，怎么有主人洗仆人的脚呢？
How can a master wash his servants' feet?
即使亚伯拉罕接待客人。
When Abraham received the guests,
亚伯兰把水拿来，也没有洗他们的脚，是让他们自己洗脚。
And when he brought a water to them, he did not wash their feet, but the guests washed their own feet.
所以犹太人没有这个习惯。
So the Jews do not have this custom.
所以他有疑问了。
And that's why Peter had this question.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得说你永远不可以洗我的脚。
Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet.
他觉得不配。
He felt unworthy.
这跟过去的传统不一样。
This was different from past practice or traditions.
但是主耶稣说。
But Jesus answered him.
在第八节。
In verse 8.
我说我不洗你，你就与我无份。
If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
这句话非常重要。
These words are very important.
这句话改变了彼得。
These words changed the entire attitude and perspective of Peter.
我不洗你，你就与我无份。
If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
所以彼得马上改变了。
So Peter immediately changed his mind.
第九节。
In verse 9.
不但我的脚，连手跟头也要洗。
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
所以今天我们遵照主耶稣的命令。
So today we follow according to the Lord's instructions.
接受这个洗脚礼就是要与主有份。
And we receive water, the foot washing in order to have part with Christ.
那这个三个典礼是一个怎么样？一套的，一个 package.
And we say that these three sacraments are a package.
所以这三个典礼我们都一起来遵行，我们在得救就有把握。
And so if we conduct and follow these three sacraments, then we'll have confidence in our salvation.
因此我们根据这一节的圣经节，我们来举办洗脚礼与主有份。
And so we follow according to the verses here in this passage to conduct our foot washing sacrament to have part with the Lord.
那洗脚礼也有很重要的属灵的教训。
The foot washing sacrament also has important spiritual teachings.
主耶稣要来洗门徒的脚。
And Lord Jesus came to wash his disciples' feet.
这代表什么？
What does that represent?
好，我们看第一十三章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
主耶稣知道他要离世归父的时候到了。
Lord Jesus knew his hour had come that he should depart from the world and to go to his Father.
他爱世间属自己的人。
And he loved his own who were in the world.
就爱他到底。
And he loved them to the end.
什么是到底？
What does it mean to the end?
要流出最后一滴血。
Means to bleed the last drop of blood.
要爱到最后一口气。
Means to love them till his last breath.
他的爱是很完全的。
His love was complete and perfect.
那要使门徒跟他有份。
So in order for disciples to have part with him,
腓立比书说他从天上降世为人。
The book of Philippians records that he came onto earth from heaven.
那他不以自己跟神为同等。
And he did not consider himself equal with God.
其实他说你看到我就是看到神。你认识我就认识神。
He says that Jesus said that if you know me, you know the Father, you know God.
但是他不把自己当作神。
But he does not treat himself like God.
所以他往下降。
And so he lowered himself.
从天上降到人间。
From heaven unto earth.
然后降为仆人。
Into the form of a servant.
这样他才能够洗。
So that he could wash the disciples' feet.
所以洗脚礼就是教导我们要谦卑。
So foot washing teaches us to be humble.
谦卑的表现是什么？
And what is a demonstration of our humility?
就是能够去服侍别人。
It is being able to serve others.
这个就是谦卑的表现。
And this is a demonstration of humility.
所以在教会里面。
So in the church.
当然年纪大了我们要尊敬。
We need to respect our elders.
但是在教会里面。
But in the church.
最大的圣经说就是服侍人。
The greatest is the one who serves people.
所以主耶稣说了我来不是要人服侍而是要服侍人。
Lord Jesus says that he came not to be served, but to serve.
因此主耶稣说你如果要做我的门徒。
So Lord Jesus says, if you desire to be my disciples,
你要舍己,
you need to deny yourself,
背十字架,
you need to take up the cross,
来跟从我,
and follow me.
这个世界上大的都是要人服侍。
In this world, the greatest want to be served.
但是教会里面大的是要服侍人。
But in the church, the greatest shall be a servant to all.
所以我们就看到教会跟社会确实是不一样。
And so we see the difference between church and society.
社会是以人为主。
Society is centered around man.
教会是以主耶稣为主。
Church is centered on God.
所以整个心态想法是不一样。
And so the entire mindset and attitude is different.
所以他爱人爱到底。
So he loved them to the end.
就是为着让人跟他有份，他往下降，洗他们的脚。
In order so that we can have part with him, he lowered himself and washed his disciples' feet.
当然到圣餐里，他就再往下降，成为罪人。
And during the Holy Communion, he lowered himself even more to that of a sinner.
为人钉在十字架。
To be crucified for man.
这是完全的牺牲。
This is a complete sacrifice.
那我们再看，回来看约翰福音十三章。
Let's look back at John 13.
约翰福音十三章
John 13 verse 11 For he knew who would betray him Therefore he said You are not all clean
主耶稣说你们是干净的然而不都是干净
Lord Jesus says You are clean but not all of you
那个你们就是这一群门徒
And you indicating this group of disciples
但是不都干净就是里面有不干净的
But not all of you, meaning that among them there were those who were unclean
那什么叫做不干净
What does it mean to be unclean?
在十一节
In verse 11
说耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁
Jesus knew who would betray him
那个就是犹大
And that person was Judas Iscariot
当然他是有罪的所以不干净
And of course he was sinful, therefore he was not clean.
那你想想看啊，主耶稣洗他的脚。
If you imagine Lord Jesus washing his feet.
知道这个人等一下要去卖他。
He knew that this person was about to betray him.
主耶稣洗他的脚。
But Lord Jesus still washed his feet.
为什么？
Why?
要让他去用爱来感化他。
So to move him with his love.
所以这个是我们一个很好的榜样。
So this was a very good example that is set for us.
如果主耶稣可以洗犹大的脚。
If Lord Jesus himself could wash the feet of Judas.
如果主耶稣能够为罪人死。
If Lord Jesus is able to sacrifice his life for sinners.
还有哪一个罪我们不能够赦免？
What other sins are there that we cannot forgive?
但是可惜的就是我们人际之间有时候就是因为我们没有办法赦免别人而没有办法建立起来。
And the sad thing is that between men, we are unable to forgive one another and therefore unable to build up the relationships.
主耶稣在世界上有很多人他走到哪里就把他当敌人。
And Lord Jesus, when he during his ministry, many people treated him as an enemy.
但是对主耶稣来讲，他在世界上没有一个敌人。
But to Lord Jesus, he had no enemies in the world.
这就是他的伟大。
This is his greatness.
所以我们在这个世界上
，So in this world,
如果我们还有一个敌人
，If we have even one enemy,
那就是证明我们的灵修还没有完全。
That indicates that our spiritual cultivation is not complete.
如果我们跟主耶稣一样。
If we are like Christ,
不管别人怎么对我们
，No matter how others treat us,
我们没有一个敌人
，We will have no enemies.
这是洗脚礼给我们的教训。
This is the teaching that the foot washing sacrament gives us.
那这个把脚一洗，全身就干净。
And so it says here that when you wash your feet, you will be completely clean.
脚洗完就干净了。
So after you wash the feet, you will be completely clean.
所以我们接受洗礼之后要洗脚。
And so after water baptism, we have to receive.
要常常提醒我们自己。
And to always remind ourselves,
我的脚是主耶稣洗过的
that my feet have been washed by Lord Jesus.
所以要走义路
And so we need to walk the righteous path.
义路就是神的路
The righteous path is the path of God.
义路就是天国的路
The righteous path is the path heading towards the heavenly kingdom.
所以从今要有分别
And so from this day forward, you need to have discernment.
我们走的路跟世俗要有分别
That we need to discern our path from that of the world.
我们再来看十七节。
Let us read verse 17.
约翰福音十三章十七节。
John 13 verse 17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
你如果知道这事去行就有福了。
If you do them, you will be blessed.
风俗跟得福气没有关系。风俗。Culture
has
跟得救没有跟得福气没有关系啊。
Culture doesn't have anything to do with blessings.
犹太人风俗你做不做跟得福没有关系啊。
In the Jewish custom, whether you do it or not, doesn't matter. It doesn't indicate that you'll be blessed.
但这事你做去行就有福了。
But here it says that if you do these things, you will be blessed.
因为隔见西教里不是风俗。
And so we can see that from here that foot washing is not a culture.
它是可以让我们得福的。
It's not part of Jewish culture, but it can allow us to be blessed.
所以我们现在来洗脚。
So now we will administer foot washing.
唱诗295首。
Let us sing hymn 295.
那我们把鞋子脱下来。
And we ask the newly baptized to remove their shoes.
那洗脚的时候我们就低头默祷。
And so when your feet are being washed, bow your heads and pray in silence.
295首。
Let us sing hymn 295. Thank you.
我们洗脚礼到这里结束。
This will conclude our foot washing sacrament.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门。我们现在继续请传道来举办圣餐礼。
We ask preacher Wu to conduct the Holy Communion.